So every morning I drive to work now, and I got a pretty good drive, about an hour. And every morning so far this week, I've heard this fucking terrible commercial for Virginia Beach, okay? It wasn't good the first time. I'm sure some soccer mom or some fucking person who somehow got voted to, like, some council, you know, got the fucking idea, okay? And he needs to be fucking smacked in the face, man or woman, okay? It's fucking terrible. There's this part, okay, the main part, where they have a wave crashing against rocks or some bullshit, okay? And this dude goes, Virginia Beach, okay? Now, oh yeah, whatever, a couple times, it's fine, I get it, haha. They're saying that it's saying Virginia Beach. You should have the wave crashing louder than the fucking guy talking, first of all, okay? Second of all, it makes me hate Virginia Beach. Okay, I've never been there. Well, maybe I have, I don't remember. It's, you know, I've done a lot of my life, I don't remember most of it. And it makes me hate Virginia Beach, makes me never want to fucking go to Virginia Beach. And anyone who ever makes me change the channel for the radio, too, whenever it's on, don't come back to that station at all. And if anyone ever fucking mentions Virginia Beach to me, I'm probably going to smack them in the face, or at least be like, you need to shut the fuck up, guy. Virginia Beach sucks ass, because their commercials are terrible. So obviously the place is fucking awful, okay? That's how everything equates to me. If you're too shitty to make a good commercial, you, whatever you're selling me is terrible, too. It's just nature, okay? It's just the way things are. And, you know, from that, it's just, ugh, it's just god-awful. It just makes me angry every time that commercial comes on. So, I mean, usually those kind of commercials only last a little while, because I'm sure people complain to the radio stations or something in better ways than I do. But until it goes away, the second I hear that fucking commercial start, I change radio station. And you know what? Those advertisers aren't getting my ears. And, you know, it's just, oh, terrible. Rory's right. Me and him need to start an advertising firm. I need to look into it and see what I need to knock that out the box. We both have good credit. I'm sure we can get a loan to start a little company. I think we just start submitting ads to companies and being like, we're awesome. Here's what we think your product should sound like when you sell it, you know? I mean, when I was in Colorado, they used to always have commercials for Maryland. And vice versa, when I was back in college, I'd come out here and they'd have them for Colorado. And the funniest thing was, it's advertised for Maryland and Colorado. They're always like, we got golf fucking resorts, bitches! And I was like, it's true. Maryland has like 300 golf courses or something crazy like that. And it was always funny that that's what was advertised, like, every time. And I was like, you know, Maryland has other things. But, man, that was like, hey, come golf. Maryland's awesome. At least, you know, it told the truth and it wasn't an annoying commercial. It was just like the mayor or whatever, or the governor of Maryland, golfing away. So at least it, like, made sense there. But that's all. I just want to complain about that stupid Virginia Beach commercial and how much I hate it and how I'll never, ever, 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 ever go there. If someone wants to go to the beach, there are several other beaches we can go to, and I don't mind that as long as it's not that one. And that is all.